Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakasipu, King of the Demons, text number 23. Etambasa Pachalata Taravo Pichala Iva Chakshusa Vranyamanena Jishyate Chalativa Bhu Yathambasa Pachalata Tarava Pichala Iva Chakshusa Vranyamanena Jishyate Chalativa Bhu Yathambasa Pachalata Taravo Pichala Iva Chakshusa Vranyamanena Jishyate Chalativa Bhu. Tahasaka Chalata Taravu Pichala Iva. Tavu Sapa Chalata Taravu Pichala Iva. Chakshusa Brahmyamanena Masterjis. Taravo Pichala Iva Chakshusa Brahmyamanena Jishyate Chalativa Bhu Yathambasa Pachalata Taravo Pichala Iva Chakshusa Brahmyamanena Jishyate Chalativa Bhu Yata just as Ambusha by water Pachalata moving Tarava the trees on the bank of the river. Api also. Chala moving. Iva as if. Chakshusa by the eye. Brahmyamanena moving. Drishyate is seen. Chalati moving. Iva as if. Bhu, the ground. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Because of the movements of the water, the trees on the bank of a river, when reflected on the water, seem to move. Similarly, when the eyes move because of some mental derangement, the land appears to move also. Purport. Sometimes, because of mental derangement, the land appears to be moving. A drunkard, for example, or a person with heart disease sometimes feels that the land is moving. Similarly, the reflections of trees, and a flowing river also appear to move. These are the actions of Maya. Actually, the living entity does not move. Sthanor achalo yam. The living entity does not take birth or accept death, but because of the transient, subtle, and gross bodies, the living entity appears to move from one place to another or be dead and gone forever. As the great Bengali Vaishnava poet Jagadananda Pandit has said, Bisachi Paile Yena Mati Chana Hoy Maya Grasta Jivar Hoyase Bhava Udoy. According to this statement from the Prema Vavarta, when a living entity is conditioned by material nature, he is exactly like a person haunted by a ghost. One should therefore understand the fixed position of the spirit soul and how he is carried away by the waves of material nature to different bodies and different situations under lamentation and hankering. One achieves the success of life when he understands the constitutional position of his self and is undisturbed by the conditions created by material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha. Om ajnana tamanandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurum militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha mukham krotu vachalam pungum manghayate gurim yat kripa tadaham vande shri gurum dinataranam vanshikalpatubhyascha kripa sinubhyevacha paditanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, again, Hiranyakasipu is speaking very nice philosophy. So what is the difference between Hiranyakasipu and the devotee speaking such philosophy? The difference is action. He's speaking very nicely, but in a couple chapters we're going to hear about Hiranyakasipu terrorizing the universe. So his actions, as we're going to see, are not very nice. A devotee is someone who speaks very nicely, and his actions are also nice. So that's rare. That's rare to see the two. Now, there's a statement that your actions are so loud that I can't hear your words. Someone may be speaking nicely, but if his actions are not nice, then you can't take it to heart. So Hiranyakasipu's actions are not very nice, as we're going to see. So, and so many people, they speak nicely, but when they're alone behind closed doors, then that's the, that's actually what's important. Not what's just being spoken, but what they're doing when they're by themselves. Just like there was an instance where one disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to his guru. He's a householder living outside. And he said, I see your brahmacharis here in the ashram. They have such an opportunity to make great advancement in spiritual life. But maybe I'm not perceiving properly, but it doesn't appear like they're making the advancement that they could be making in such a situation. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave an interesting reply. He said, no, you're seeing properly. It's because they have two internal worms. He said, if you eat something and there's worms inside, then you're not going to digest properly. So similarly, if one is practicing Krishna consciousness and he has two internal worms, then you're not going to be able to digest the process properly. Those two internal worms was selfishness and secret bad habits. Which is kind of interesting because we're talking about back in the 20s and 30s when there's no internet, there's no not even any television. I think there's just, as far as technology goes, you might be able to go to an old movie or something. So now there's so much opportunity for secret bad habits. Right? If you have a computer, you got the whole world right in front of your face. And there's a lot of Maya in the world. You know? So now, how much more dangerous it is for us if we're not strictly practicing Krishna consciousness. I was just listening to a class recently by Buddhahari Prabhu, wonderful devotee. He was explaining how love begins with attention. If someone wants to have a relationship with someone else, then there has to be some attention. And therefore, sometimes in relationships, the man or the woman will say to the other, "You're not paying enough attention to me." There'll be some complaint. "You're not paying enough attention to me." So the more attention we pay to Krishna, the more Krishna he reciprocates with us. But the more we get diverted from our attention to Krishna, then Krishna he also reciprocates. There was an interesting exchange Srila Prabhupada had with some of his disciples in France. And he asked them a question: what is the difficulty with developing our love for Krishna? He wanted some interaction. What is the difficulty? And devotees said different things. You know, the modes of nature are very powerful, and you know, Maya is difficult. And one devotee said, our attention gets diverted. He said, yes. Our attention gets diverted from Krishna. This is the problem. So if we want to attain our desired goal of attaining love for Krishna, we have to really be vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana, fixed in our determination to be Krishna conscious and not be diverted. What is the biggest diversion now? I think the biggest diversion now in our society is Facebook. One devotee I heard spent 6 hours on Facebook. Being a little diverted there. So, of course, we can use Facebook for preaching. There are devotees that use it for preaching in big ways. But if you're not using it for preaching, better not spend your time there, because there's a lot of distraction there. Better read Prabhupada's books than watch puppies playing with kittens, you know, or all the other things that go on. Srila Prabhupada has given us a vast amount of spiritual wisdom by which we can become elevated in Krishna consciousness and attain the goal of life. So we should try to absorb our mind in hearing the names of Krishna, in hearing the glories of Krishna, and understanding the philosophy. Just like here, let's go to Hiranyakasipu's statement here. It's kind of interesting. He says that that the tree on the bank of a river, it's fixed, right? But if you look at the tree on the reflection of a river that's moving, then it appears to be moving, but it's not moving. Similarly, a living entity appears to be moving through different species of life, but actually he's fixed. The living entity is fixed. We're the eternal servants of Krishna. Somehow we've forgotten this, but the reality is that we're fixed in the service of Krishna. There's the antaranga shakti,
And there's the Bahiranga Shakti. The Antaranga Shakti is the internal potency of Krishna. This is where we want to be fixed, in the internal potency of Krishna engaged in his devotional service. And then there's Bahiranga Shakti, that's the external energy of Krishna. They're also serving Krishna, just like here in India, there's people that are serving the civil department, and there's people that are in the prison department. Yeah. They break the law, they go to prison, but they're still serving the government. I don't know what they do here, but in America, sometimes the prisoners are making license plates and they're just doing menial stuff, but they're working for the government. They're doing menial stuff for the government. So better to be in the civil department, working under the internal energy of Krishna, serving Krishna. This is what gives pleasure to the soul. And if we don't want to serve Krishna under this internal energy, then we have to serve the external energy. Srila Prabhupada, he once said that these material bodies are like prison suits. Anybody that has a material body, you're in prison. Just like in the prisons in America, everybody wears orange clothes. I hope they don't confuse that with the devotees when they see the devotees out there. So material body means prison suit. So we're trying to become free of these prison suits. And the only way that we can get out of these suits is we have to engage in devotional service. And just like in prisons all over the world, if someone is in prison and they're a good prisoner, they can get out early on good time because they were a good prisoner. So we all had so much karma built up due to our past sinful activities. And now we're chanting Hare Krishna. So all that sinful reaction that was coming toward us, it's all burnt up just by chanting Hare Krishna. But now we just have to continue chanting. This is the power of chanting the holy name of Krishna. So we can get out early on good time. We can get out of this material world on good time in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, as it's stated here in this purport, we get moved around, we get bumped around by the modes of material nature, and this waves of the modes of material nature. This material world is compared to an ocean of material existence. And the living entity is being tossed around in these waves of the modes of material nature. And sometimes a wave will push him up. And he becomes the prime minister of India. And then another wave comes and slaps him down. And he becomes a dog in Sweden. Actually, this happened, actually. One astrologer did that. Which prime minister was it? Anybody remember? Jawaharlal Nehru. An astrologer did his chart, and he said he'd become a dog in Sweden. So he was up there, prime minister, everybody's given him so much respect, nice facilities, then he becomes a dog. And then another wave will come and slap him off that, and he becomes a dog in India. Actually, that's an upgrade. Because a dog in India, there's a good chance he gets prasadam. Right? Just like during this parikram, so many dogs are getting prasadam. After the devotees honor prasadam, they leave and all the dogs come. And they get not only prasad, they get the remnants of the devotees' prasad. I mean, that's pretty good. There was one pastime, Srila Prabhupada. You know, before he would come to Mayapur, he would go to this mango grove. Every time he would come to Mayapur, there would be this mango grove where Prabhupada would stop and they would have prasadam. And some of it would be mango. Is that mango grove still there? Anybody know? So they were all taking prasadam, Prabhupada and the senior disciples there, the sannyasis, and some dogs came. So a devotee started throwing rocks at them. And Prabhupada said, "What are you doing? Don't do that. These are Dom dogs. And you started throwing them chapatis off of his plate. And they were, so imagine what mercy, huh? So devotees are very merciful. So we have temples all over the country here, and dogs are getting remnants of prasadam all over. So it's actually an upgrade to have to be in a dog body. Prabhupada gave an example also of the living entity. He's being kicked around in the material world, just like a football in soccer. And you know, the ball's getting kicked around by so many people. Or they call it football here, right? In America it's different. Football. Just ball just getting kicked around, constantly just getting kicked around. So that's the living entity, just getting kicked around. A dog body, a cat body, an elephant body, a human body, a demigod, just getting kicked around all around the universe. But now, in this human form of life, we have an opportunity to get out of this cycle of getting kicked around in different bodies. So it behooves us to take this human form of life very, very seriously. I recently read a verse which has become, for the time being, my favorite verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna left Vrindavan, he went to Mathura. And when he went to Mathura, he came across one great devotee, Sudama the garland maker. And this devotee was so great that Krishna said to him, I'll give you any benediction you want. Just ask. Anything you want. So this devotee, such a great Vaishnava, he said, Sopi vavre chalam bhaktim tasmane vaki latmane tad bhakte sucha sarvadam bhute sucha dayam param. He said, Krishna, I just want three things. Please give me devotion for you. Friendship with your devotees. And compassion for all living entities. Is that beautiful? That covers everything. Because the devotee sees four things. Krishna, the devotee, the innocent, and the envious. So Prabhupada was speaking about this. He said, as far as the envious, we just kick them in the face. We have nothing to do with them. Just kick them in the face. The atheists and the envious, you know, just. But the others, we want devotion for Krishna. So we should pray very fervently, very sincerely for this devotion for Krishna. It's not easy, you know, we're in these modes of nature. This, you know, Krishna says, Daivi Kesa Gana Mayi Mama Maya Dharatya Mama Vye Papajyante Maya Mitam Tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can very easily cross beyond it. Radhanath Swami was speaking about this and he said, actually that was an understatement. It's very, 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 very difficult to overcome. So difficult to overcome Maya. So we have to pray to Krishna. That's our only hope. And we have to pray so sincerely to Krishna, beg Krishna to engage in devotional service to Him. And friendship with the devotees. We may have devotion for Krishna, but if we don't have friendship with the devotees, it's not going to work. Sarva hridayam mayam, sarva hridayam tvaham. Lord Narayan says, the devotees are within my heart and I am within the hearts of the devotees. The devotees do not know anything but me and I do not know anyone but my devotees. So the devotees are so dear to Krishna. Therefore we have to be very careful. Tanadapi sunichena tarorapi sihistana manina manirena kirtaniya sadahari. Tanadapi, we have to be lower than the strong tree, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others without design respect for oneself. In this way, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And when Lord Chaitanya was speaking to Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave him 8 instructions. He said, do not talk like the people in general, nor hear what they have to say. Do not dress very opulently or eat very opulent prasadam. Always chant the holy name of Krishna. Offer all respects to others. Don't desire respect for yourself. And always serve Radha and Krishna in your mind in the land of Vrindavan. So these are his 8 instructions. Very important. So we have so many instructions that have been given to us by Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya, by the Acharyas. And if we take shelter of these instructions, then we'll make very quick advancement to the lotus feet of Krishna. So, devotion for Krishna, friendship with the devotees, and compassion for all living entities. Compassion is not an easy thing. Because icha dvesa samudvena dvanda mohena bharata. Krishna says that all living entities are born in this world bewildered by the dualities arising from desire and hate. We're all born with envy. Envy is diametrically opposed to compassion. So this is another thing that we have to pray for. We have to pray for compassion. People are suffering in this material world. And we have the cure for all the suffering that people are experiencing in this world in Srila Prabhupada's books. These are the instruction guides for human society. You know, they're trying so many things to bring peace to society, but they're failing. They have the United Nations, but it's a complete failure. Why? Because more flags have been added. That means no peace. Right? So this is the real United Nations. I heard there was devotees here from 50 different countries. Well, maybe it is still like that, but sometime during the festival here. This is for the 50th year of ISKCON's being established. So this compassion is so important. Prabhupada wanted these books in everyone's home. And now I have good news for you. Now we have books in Chinese. And they're reading them. And they're becoming devotees. Many Chinese devotees have come here. We have books in the Islamic language. People are reading them. We're distributing these books in Los Angeles. And so many people are buying these books. Yeah. And they're becoming devotees. We have the representative here of MEFE. This is the Middle East and Far East books. So he has books now in Korean, in Chinese, in Islam, Arabic. What else? Japanese, Vietnamese, Parsi. So he's stirring things up in this world. He's giving people an opportunity who previously had very little opportunity to get these books. So if you want to get these books, go to your nearest temple, find out from the BBT trustee of that temple, contact him, or maybe there's another way to contact, and he can get books to you. You know? When devotees are distributing books in Los Angeles, we have books on the table. And they just lay the books on the table there, and people come by of these different languages. And they see their language on the table there. Hey, well, what's this? You're distributing books in Arabic and Chinese? And they take the books. You know? They buy the books. Very auspicious. See, the Prabhupada said, anybody that is distributing books to the Muslims I take the dust from their feet and I put it on my head. He said that to Satyanarayan Prabhu here. I guess that's one of the reasons he's so inspired to distribute these foreign books. Yeah. So it's so important, yeah, that we distribute these books throughout the world. This is the hope for society. Yeah. Of course, we have kirtan. Kirtan is very nice. It's wonderful. People hear the holy name, they get purified. But when we distribute books, they get to hear the holy name and why they're chanting the holy name. It's like, I got a Bhagavad Gita. I'd never seen a devotee before. But I, somehow, by Krishna's mercy, I found a Bhagavad Gita in a library. I was already chanting, doing some meditation. I had no idea what it was about. Just, you know, murmuring some sound. Didn't know what it was about. Then I got the Bhagavad Gita, and I read about the chanting of Hare Krishna. And there's an explanation in the Bhagavad Gita why we chant. So I was very enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna. So there it is, the Brihat Murdanga. We're giving them, when we distribute books, we're giving them the holy name. Not only the holy name, why to chant the holy name of Krishna. So, so important that we give people this knowledge, that we give them this wonderful process by which they can get purified of their material existence and go back to Godhead. That's the result of practicing this Krishna consciousness. We can go back. Vitaraga baya koda mammaya mamapashota bhavo jnana tapasa putamud bhava magata. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and thus they've attained me. I'll tell you a very nice story in this regard. There was a devotee in Miami Temple. I joined in Miami back in the 70s. And he's a doctor, and his wife also. Very nice, wonderful devotees. They would come to the temple and they would do so much service, and devotees had so much affection for them. Unfortunately, at one point, the lady got cancer. And we were all so sad to hear this. And we would regularly drive to the house and we would have bhajan for them. And we would go maybe a few times a week. And then one time we went and she looked like she was going to leave her body that night. But it was already late and we had services to do, so we had to get back for next day's services. So she's there, she's laying on the bed there. Her husband is next to her. And she looks at her husband and she says, do you see him? And her husband says, do I see who? She said, Krishna. He's standing right in front of me. He's so beautiful. And he's calling me. But you're my husband. I have to ask you. She's so chaste, you know. So he said, yes, go, 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 go. She closed her eyes. And within a short time, she left her body. Went back to Godhead. Prabhu! So it's happening, Prabhus. Therefore, Krishna says, Vita Raga Poya Krodha, being free from attachment, fear, and anger, many, many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and they've attained me. So Krishna is encouraging us here. Many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me. So it can happen to us also. We should have that hope that we also can attain such a glorious ending of this life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there time for questions? And yeah, I don't have a watch. Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Don't yell, because they can't hear it. Just tell me.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, the question is, better not watch Facebook where there's kittens and puppies playing. Well, that's one of the... In Facebook, they have different little things on their Facebook, little shows. And that's one of, you know, they have little cute things that people like to watch. Yeah. So, better not waste our time watching these little things that have no relation to our spiritual life.
Yeah. Okay, and then you mentioned that for the atheists, we should kick on their face. And at the same time, you're saying compassion. Mm. Can you unpack that statement and how it practically applies to us in our preaching?
Yes.
How to deal with...
Thank you. I thought about that, too. Well, generally, of course, there's rare occasions where you'll find an atheist that's actually submissive and wants to hear something about spiritual life. But generally, they're just not interested. And they're just fixed in their ways. I have one brother who's a big atheist. Big atheist. I call him a born-again atheist. He's just like, you can't get through with them at all. So there's a lot... Prabhupada was speaking about people like that. That are just like... Just dead spiritually. They just better not waste your time. It's like when I'm distributing books, also sometimes we'll meet Christians that just want to preach to us. They're not interested. So we don't waste their time. It's a waste of time because they're not going to listen to us. We don't want to listen to them. So atheists are like that. They don't want to listen to us because they're fixed in their atheism. And we don't want to hear them. So Prabhupada, of course, we don't actually kick them in the face. Prabhupada said one time, he said, the more you kick the face of the scientist, the more you make advancement in spiritual life. So, is that okay? Satyanarayan Prabhu wants to say something.
Actually, it was actually kick on face with boot.
Oh, kick on face with boot. Even a bigger, heavier kick. Yeah.
I just wanted to comment about what's nice about this Arabic book distribution that you mentioned is that all of them tend to take the books back with them to the Middle East. So whether it's Arabic books distributed to the tourists or to the students or to the residents in North America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, they all, when something touches them, and these books really do, they're amazed to see a book in their own language. No one gives them anything in Arabic. Mm. So they're very shocked, and they all want to share it. They take it home with them to Saudi Arabia, etc. So when Prabhupada said that, anyone who distributes books in the Muslim world, I take dust on their feet and put it on my head, it meant he was investing such mercy upon anyone that does that. So anyone that distributes books in Arabic in the West, they take the books back to the Muslim world, therefore you are preaching in the Muslim world.
Mm.
And I think everyone should have that opportunity to get that unprecedented mercy from Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And it's available.
Thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.